This is a News Radio 1440 podcast.
John 13:34-35. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
Welcome back. You are listening to Tactics on News Radio 1440 and News Radio 1440.com. 860-1440 are the numbers. If you want to weigh in, you can also tweet at Tactics Radio. And we are about to jump to the phones here in just a second. But before we do, I wanted to kind of preface this by giving this real quickly. I think that with several parents being upset, this is something that I looked into because I was kind of surprised that at a private Catholic school where you kind of know what you're getting, why there would be parents that would be upset. Because Catholic doctrine condemns homosexuality, but surprisingly, and I did a little research on this with Pew, there's a lot of Catholics that don't. For example, there was a Pew poll taken in 2017 where 67% of Catholics approve of homosexual marriage compared to 35% of evangelicals. Now, in my opinion, that number is far too high on both counts. But it was surprising to me that the amount of Catholics that approve of homosexual marriage were much higher than the evangelicals. And I'm really curious as to why there's this divide between church leadership and church teaching and the opinions of the church members. And one thing that I'd really like to ask our next caller, being a Catholic himself, because I can speak on behalf of Christians, but I can't really speak on behalf of Catholics. And so I'm fascinated to hear your take on this, Brian. Why do you think there is this divide between what the church teaches and what many of the members believe?
Well, I think it's because, hey, good morning, Caleb.
Good morning to you too.
I think it's because, there is a middle ground of teaching, you know, especially in the United States for the last 50 years, that essentially got ahead of the church's teaching on contraception and said, oh, you don't have to listen to that. And it's created a generation of Catholics that essentially say the church has nothing to teach us about sexuality. I heard a preacher over the weekend. I was traveling up in Tuscaloosa, and I heard a preacher over the weekend. He was not a Catholic, but he kind of laid out the way things work is, what ends up happening is you I can't remember exactly his phrasing, but you accept a little bit of exposure to sin in your front piece. The Catholic world is, you know, we are very near occasion of sin. You expect, oh, I can go do this little bit and it's not that big a deal. And then, oh, I can do this, oh, this little bit more and it's not that big a deal. And then all of a sudden you're living the sin that is obvious, you know, and clearly anti-biblical. We can accept that I have a friend who's a homosexual, and I'm not going to throw that person out of my life. Okay.
Right.
And it doesn't take long for that to become, we've accepted homosexuality.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the nature of people.
Unfortunately, you're right there. And one of the things you're saying is that is just how sin works. We see examples of that over and over again in the Bible.
Right.
Go ahead.
And you know, the catechesis when I was growing up in the 70s in the Catholic Church was the first wave of stuff that came out after Vatican II. It was horrible. Horrible. I mean, and by that, I mean not necessarily that it was teaching heresy, but it was teaching nothing. You know, it just wasn't teaching anything about what the church actually believes. 95% of the Catholics out there could not explain why the church condemns contraception. I know you don't agree with it with there. Fine.
Right.
That's fine. Okay. But I find myself in a very much, much smaller group of people that actually understand why the church is teaching it. Okay. Most of the people that attack it don't understand why they teach it. As Fulton Sheen said, very few people are actually anti-Catholic, but they're a lot of people that are against what they think is the Catholic Church, because there's this, you know, this whole thing, this whole, you know, things being said about it that are clearly not true, but they don't get out of the mainstream life.
You know, Brian, I think that even our non-Catholic listeners could probably.
The face of God in the world is reflected in marriage. Okay.
Mm.
When you don't understand that that's the beginning of things, well, people just accept everything, you know, and then it becomes not, you know, it's not the compassionate thing to fire this teacher because she was good at what she did. You know, it's situational ethics. You know, you see it in politics, people are condemning Trump for things they let Bill Clinton get away with and vice versa. The Catholics aren't immune to that in any way, but that's really kind of where it's coming from. And you're just getting more and more of it on a daily basis.
Now, here's one thing.
Look.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I wanted to ask this question before, because our time is starting to expire. I've still got a few minutes before the break,
sure.
But I wanted to ask this because one of the things that I addressed right before the break was we've talked about whether or not they have a right to do it, and whether you look at it from the religious liberty standpoint, from a legal standpoint, or from a moral standpoint, on all counts, they have the right to fire this teacher if they want to. My next question and my follow-up to you, I'd kind of like to get your opinion on it, is should they have fired this teacher? Do you think that it was the right thing to do? Was there a more strategic way to handle it? How would your assessment of that be?
The teacher had to be removed from the classroom, and probably from the school, because the whole point of Catholic education is that your academic education, your physical education, and your spiritual education are all integrated.
Mm.
So there was no way that person could present the right face to the students in that open relationship.
Well,
I had to be removed some way.
To play devil's advocate here, and in this situation, quite literally playing the devil's advocate, would it not be, for example, let's look at, would we fire anybody from this institution that was guilty of any sin, for example, if we found out that one of the teachers had told a lie or something like that? Do you think that this institution should have removed that person because sin is sin?
That is a very good explanation of why the Catholic Church pays very close attention to something called scandal, which is when you are actually publicly living a sin without remorse. Okay.
Okay.
And so when you're doing that, you're undermining the mission of the church that you're trying to support. So, for example, if you know somebody was a bank robber, okay,
right,
and would you still let them preach in your church as they continue to be bank robbers?
In other words, no, unrepentant, right. Continuing with the lifestyle.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's when somebody gets married, you know, they're unrepentant and continuing with the lifestyle. So
right.
that's the main thing there. Remember, all of this is connected to the whole, you know, sweet cakes controversies too. It's essentially making the position of the Catholic Church and other Christian denominations untenable for polite society. So.
And I do think that that's part of the motivation. Thank you so much, Brian. I appreciate you being on this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Yeah, have a good one. And what he used there was a actual teaching of the Catholic Church to explain this. I'm going to explain it in sort of my own terms on this, and I actually agree with the position that he took. And here's why. A lot of people, I think, would, through nothing but good intention, and so I'm not trying to go after them for this, even though I believe that they're wrong, would say that it would be a gesture of love and compassion to keep this person on board and to show them that Christians can be accepting and that kind of thing. There's a couple of very real dangers in that. And the first of all is, yeah, but the purpose of the school is not about that. I'm all for being as accepting as possible. I'm for, because I'm a sinner as well, and I know that I need help, and that's the reason that I go to church. That's the reason I pray, is because I know that I, as a flawed human being, need help managing my sin and trying to get rid of it. Just like a disease. However, the purpose of that institution, first and foremost, always has to be, just like any school, the education of its children. And if this teacher was engaged in that and the school continues to keep her on, then that is seen as condoning that lifestyle by the Catholic Church, because it is an organization that is run by the Catholic Church. And so that's one of the big reasons that this was something that had to be done. There's a second reason that I'm about to give you, and we will do that when we come back.
Tactics with Caleb Colquitt, every weekday from 9 to 11, only on News Radio 1440 and NewsRadio1440.com.